Fifi, Feb, and Nick. Get that fun feeling every morning with Fifi, Feb, and Nick. And get that winning feeling with Ecosa. With a chance to win a queen bedroom makeover worth $4,000. Just head to ecosa.com.au to find out more. 101,
this is the Fox. There was a story kicking around yesterday you may have seen where Aussie parents were sharing the things they used to do as kids that would be considered incredibly dangerous today. Mm. And I think about that all often. I think about when we used to just walk to the shops, and I'd never let my kids walk to the shops at dusk, no. Like as it's getting dark outside. And then I was thinking about something that I used to do that I don't even think my mum knew about.
Ooh.
And it was so dangerous and not on.
Now, what level of danger? Because my parents always told me I've got very freckly skin, and so do they. But they
don't go
back
outside.
In the day. Just stay inside, you wranger. But they would just cover themselves in like butter or oil or whatever to get it.
Yeah,
terrible.
Well, that's dangerous for your health.
Long term
danger. This was danger for the community.
Wow.
So, wow.
It was. Now, I do have my mum on the line because I'm going to do this the right way and to finally tell her something. Hi, Mum.
Hi, Fee.
Hi.
Hey, Pearl.
Hi, Pearl.
Hi, guys.
Now, Mum.
So
can
so
Fifi still play with us, Pearl? Is that okay? That's what it feels like, this chat.
Now,
let me think about that.
I grew up at Wonga Park. You might know, if people don't know Wonga
Jumping
Park. Jumping Creek Road, Wonga Park, out there near Warren died on the way to Lilydale, mm-hmm. Croydon. And Mum's still there in the house. Now, Mum, as you look out your bedroom window at the moment, you look into the paddock down the back. So we had
How
a big.
How do you know I'm in the bedroom?
Because I'm getting. Because you'll be in bed listening to us on the iPad.
iPad, you'll be there with your cup of tea, your TV on.
You don't know that.
Where are you, Mum?
Where are you?
In the bedroom.
So as Mum's looking at her bedroom window, it's a beautiful, obviously, Wonga Park, semi-rural, and we've got a paddock down the back, which
beautiful.
Is full of trees and pine trees. And after school. Back in, I'd finish school and then we'd come home and my cousins and I would just run around the paddock and you wouldn't really see us, Mum, or know what we were doing.
Okay.
Oh, so, God, it's getting grim already.
My grandpa, my grandma and grandpa live next door.
Yep.
And my cousins and I, we snuck into grandma and grandpa's because you could sneak in because they'd be watching the TV and the TV was so loud they wouldn't hear us in their house.
Yeah, and they're old.
We'd sneak in and they were smoking and we would get... matches.
Oh no. I've
You weren't smoking.
No, I've never smoked. But no, we'd get the matches and then we'd go down.
Can I just ask you about the never smoking?
Yeah.
Can I just ask you about that?
Oh, okay.
I can remember once when you came home from somewhere and I found a cigarette in your pocket.
Did you?
And you immediately said it belonged to Erica. And I've been thinking about that ever since.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that it did belong to Erica.
I think it did. I think it was Erica's.
Nah, dang, you little smoker.
Also, I met Erica when I was 19. Like,
Every day. That's why she's awake, just staring out into the paddock going, that was Fee's diary and I know it.
Did you literally have a little puff? You would have, and you've kept the bud.
Look,
that's all right.
I was at uni. Anyway, so Mum, this is, we would have been about 12, 14 when we got the matches from Grandpa beside his bed. And then, Mum, we went down the back paddock and we were starting fires, like bonfires. How dangerous is that?
Joking.
No, Mum, we'd get like wood and we thought we'd start a fire.
So can I ask you how you put the fire out?
Well, I don't, from memory, it was pretty hard to get it started. Mm. I don't know, they weren't the most successful fires. And obviously now we know all about fire safety and how dangerous this was.
Especially in scrub and with all the pine.
It was winter though, because we were trying to keep warm by a campfire.
Because you realise, being a rural community, you could easily have burnt Wonga Park down.
I know.
You get that, don't you?
Yeah, I'm now aware of this. And as I said, I was a child and it was the 80s and I don't endorse this. But I feel a weight off my shoulder, Mum, for telling you.
What am I supposed to do with that information now?
I don't. Like, you don't have to.
I love you, Pearl, but I feel like it comes down to parenting.
Okay.
Should have known when your kids were.
Oh.
At all times.
Excuse me,
Fee. I'm joking, Pearl. I'm joking.
Hey, Melbourne. Take the guilty splash.
Two nights. Crown Towers, Melbourne.
Or risk it.
I'll take the safe bet.
For a mystery cash prize.
$5,000.
Oh, my God.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick's.
Guilty Pleasures. Register your guilty pleasure online now at fox.com.au. The winning continues 7 a.m. and all day while you work on the Fox.
Right now, boys, just quickly, we have consumed some food this morning. Zero Grady sent in these amazing pastries. They've been demolished. Today. You boys had already had your wraps. Yeah. When the surprise food comes in and you've already had your breakfast, it's a tough morning.
In the form of a pastry too.
Well, I've got a story here. A hypnotist has said that forget what you've read and you think this is just about the celebs. You can, in fact, think yourself thin. Hypnosis does work to achieve weight loss.
Thinking.
What a load of crap. One, visualize the new you. Two, imagine an appetite dial. That's a bit too hard. I'll skip that
What's
one. See food as fuel. I've been told, I feel like I don't need to be hypnotized. I've been told all of this.
Be a pescatarian.
Embrace mindful eating. Just think about what you're eating.
Oh, I thought you meant seafood as in seafood.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Hypnotism, where do you stand on it, boys?
What a load of crap.
No, it worked for my pa. My pa used to smoke 50 cigarettes a day.
Yeah.
And he got hypnotized and then he didn't smoke for a bit. Which is, he went back to it, but for a few days there.
Yeah, that's just his
That's
mind.
A truck going downhill, you know. If those brakes work for a few seconds, he's done all right.
Don't believe in it.
Have you been hypnotized?
Yeah, when I had to see a psychiatrist for the footy club, they thought I was naughty. So I had to go see, I remember it was in Toorak Road above the IGA. This was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And the lady sat me in a corner, dark room, did the old time, like thick thing in front of my eyes. She goes, we're going to hypnotise you, start talking to me. You're going to go into a deep sleep. And I'm like, yeah. And I pretended I was asleep. And she's like, I'm going to go back to your childhood. Now, can you remember when you were a child? And I was like, yes, I'm in a park and I'm in a playground and... I was carrying on and she's saying all this stuff and I'm like, mate, I'm awake. Like, you haven't got me under. I've got ADD. You're not hypnotising me.
Yeah.
What a joke.
Do you know, I did too. I was on a radio show and we got in Peter Powers. He's the guy, isn't he?
Pee-pee.
And he said he'd hypnotise me. And I wonder if a lot of people do this. He hypnotised me to start speaking Russian and I just pretended to speak Russian. But I wasn't hypnotised. I just went along with it.
Yeah.
I always think they're going along with it.
The fact that you could do that is amazing in itself.
Actually, that's a good point.
Yeah. It's impressive.
Speaking Russian.
Hey, should we get an hypnotist?
But did he know Russian?
No.
Obviously not.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you say? Vodka.
I think a lot of that. Yeah.
Pavlova.
Pavlova?
Pavlova.
That's Russian?
No. It's not the famous Australian dessert.
Pavlova. Let's get a hypnotist in here.
101.9 The Fox.
Talking about hypnosis a little earlier in the show, and I want to go back and revisit that conversation. We were talking, apparently they're claiming that it is true. You can think yourself thin, you can lose weight via or using hypnosis. And that then led Fev to telling the story about how he, a psychiatrist, tried to hypnotise him and you pretended to be hypnotised.
100%.
And then I was on radio on another show and a hypnotist came in and did this whole thing about, well, I'll hypnotise you, Fifi. And I, out of politeness, pretended to be under. So he said, I'm going to make you speak Russian. And I remember in the moment going, oh, gosh, okay, here we go. And then I was just saying words like, oh, Vladimir, just like made up a language. That's literally.
You sounded like Diana when she woke up before.
Exactly
when previous caller.
Good excuse, though, if I ever get caught doing an accent. Mate, you're cancelled. No, I'm not. Hypnotised. Sorry. Someone tricked me with a pocket watch.
True.
I'm out of it. I'll
use that 100%.
Doesn't explain the makeup. All right.
And it got a bit of a debate.
I'm not laughing.
This conversation got a bit of a debate going because there are some of us who believe that you can go under. And a lot of these nights, you know, I mentioned Peter Powers earlier. They're actually nights where you go and you're part of it's like a theatre restaurant experience. I would love to
where the best medical science takes place.
So you're saying that, so he walks up and he'll go, now, Fee, Fev and Nick, I'm going to put you to sleep. When I count to three, Fee, when I say the word blue, you'll be a cow.
Cluck like a chicken or moo like a cow. And people
it happens,
do it.
Yeah.
But I want to know if it actually happens.
No way.
So 131060, have you been hypnotised or did you bung it on? I honestly believe everyone's banging it on. Josiah has a different theory.
I reckon when Fifi said that she was putting it on,
she wasn't actually putting it on. She was actually just under hypnosis, but mildly. Because they could tell you to do whatever. It still doesn't explain why you're doing it. I got a girl hypnotized once for work in radio as well.
I just said work. Just...
And she just looked at her. She fell in love under the spell.
I walked down the street. This girl walked past and she was gone.
It was the eyes. No, she was doing things that were completely out of character. And she said the same thing as you, Fee. She's like, nah, I was just playing along for the joke. And I was like, no, that doesn't explain why you're doing it. So I reckon anyone that says they weren't are always under in some form.
I love that you think, even though I'm telling you, I'm looking you
That's
in the eye,
you still
desire, I was not hypnotised. You're actually believing
the
I was.
The girl said the same to me as well. But I'm on board with Josiah's theory now because I think you've still done it.
Jeez,
he said do
quick.
This.
Yeah, but
you jump quick.
But the permission to do something wacky because you're hypnotised makes people who are usually conservative go, I'll just cluck like a chicken. Yeah.
But that's the thing. My boss did it as well. He's this like serious finance man that had, very quiet. And then he's running around like a cow.
Yeah, but he's playing up to it.
Nah.
That's what they do. I'm such a nerd. I'll quack like a chicken. Everyone's going to think I'm hypnotised.
No way.
Yeah, bang, bang.
It's like
mate,
I'm in
please.
Another, like one of those.
Hey, I'm with you.
Thank you,
these
Fev.
Two idiots.
You believe, that's funny. So yeah. I'm telling you I wasn't hypnotised, but you believe I was. Juliana in Bentley East. Hi, Juliana.
Hi, how are you guys?
Yeah, Cheers. Good. Have you been hypnotised?
I have, and I was a skeptic like you guys. I thought all of the same things that you just said, but you go under and it just like, any inhibitions that you have about thinking that you look silly or embarrassed, they're just gone and you just play along and you don't realise that you're doing it and you don't care.
So do you remember doing it, Juliana, or when you what came out of it, it was all, you're like, what? Did I do that? I don't remember doing any of that.
No, I remember everything and I just, like, I thought it was stupid at the time. Like, I was in a room, it was at a summer camp in America and I was in a room full of, 200 kids and all these other counsellors, and I just didn't care. Like, we were sitting on chairs thinking that we were driving along a bumpy road. And so, you're like jumping up and down in your chair and swaying this way and that. And then the hypnotist clicks his fingers and you just stop and you think nothing of it. It's the strangest sensation, but you can't help it.
I can put a stop to this right now. Do we want to do some more calls?
Well, I'd love to hear some more calls, okay. But yeah. How would you put a stop to it if you were going to?
If I was a hypnotist, you just walk into a room like this, go, hey, when I click my fingers, you'll give me all your money, all your cards, all your passwords. I want to rule the world. I'm going to go do this. Yeah. They'd be unstoppable.
Hey,
it's a
good
joke.
Point.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to take over the world. It's a superpower.
Interesting.
If you can hypnotize people, hey, Boxy, when I click my fingers, you're going to give me your bank cards, your details, all your PIN code, and you're going to act like a chicken. Here, Fev, 3214, I'll go to Commonwealth Bank, take out all your... Like, it's not real.
That's a really... Fev, that is genius thought process. I love what
outside
you did.
The box.
I rate that, Nick. Do you rate what he just said? It's a good point.
It's a very good point.
It has kicked the fun out of it. But 100%. We've got a K in Botanic Ridge. Yeah. Okay.
That's a genius. We've been hypnotised.
Right. I wanted to, anyway.
Kay, have you been hypnotised?
Yeah, I have. Hi, guys. Hey, Colleen.
Good. Did you give your bank details to anyone?
No, I didn't.
Okay. How were you hypnotised?
Well, actually, when I was pregnant with my daughter, I did a thing called hypnobirthing. And it's all about being able to relax during birth and not having any pain during birth, because they sort of, you do all these exercises like breathing exercises and listening to music and you practice while you're pregnant. So then when you, for example, like hear this a certain song or whatever, your body just instantly reacts and relaxes. But when we were doing when I went for the training for it, we did this exercise and, you picture in your head, you're like walking down these stairs and then there's a basket of lemons and then I was thinking to myself, don't ask me to bite into the lemon. And then they said, bite into the lemon. My mouth like instantly started watering. You know, when you,
in the lemon was
really
epidural
sour.
Juice and drugs, and yeah, when you had the baby, it was smooth.
No drugs during birth for me.
Whoa!
It
well
was
done.
Yeah, and like I slept through most of the labour. To be honest with you,
gee, okay, Kay, that is impressive.
Oh, Dr. Fev's on it.
Kay, that is a great experience. And I'm so glad it was sort of a clinical hypnosis that went there in the birthing suite, opposed to...
We're going to have to hypnotise a lot of mums after hearing that one just slept
with
through labour.
There's no way.
There'll be some furious mums. Without any,
I love Kay and I love that she thinks that that happened.
Yes.
But there's no way she's gone through birth without any pain, without taking any drugs.
No, that's power of the mind, though. Don't you believe that?
Yeah.
She pushed a baby out of her front bum.
Yeah, but
that's painful, mate. Whoa, I've seen birth.
Hold on, you can't just throw around all these doctor terms.
The Fox. And we are hours away. I don't know exactly how many. Math's not my strong suit. I want to say 6, 7, 8.
I hope it's 10 and a half. 10 and a half.
This evening on the world famous rooftop, the Fox Comedy Fest with Australia's biggest comedians. There'll be Nick Cody, there'll be Dave Hughes, Mel Buttle, Dilruk Jayasinghe, and our very good friend Tommy Little. Tommy.
Good morning, guys. I'll be honest, I was just hoping to play Alpha Bucks. Am I too early?
Yeah, a bit early.
Do you know what? Speaking of Alpha Bucks, I don't know, it wasn't Alpha Bucks. Was it our Guilty Pleasures?
It was for Fox Comedy
Fest. It was for this, mate.
What's for this?
Okay, we give away stuff on our show, Tommy. It's hard for me to keep up with exactly what we're giving away at any particular time. But yesterday we were giving away tickets to the Comedy Fest, and we thought we'd play back what Stephanie said when we gave her the tickets.
No. Okay.
Stephanie from Geelong, you've won the ticket.
I'm so excited. I want to hash Tommy Little. He's gorgeous.
Whoa, wow. Tommy.
I mean, I'm very passionable. That's fine.
Hear how little excitement, Tommy. I'm sorry. The little amount of excitement in his voice. 8 women have already said that to him today. You know what I mean? He's gone for a coffee and been swamped already.
What's it like again? To be a big stud, Toddy? Tommy.
Toddy.
Toddy Limmel.
Hot toddy.
Hey, hot toddy. What's it like to just be, you know, every time someone's called up, we want them to say, we go, what are you looking forward to? Who do you want to see? And they all say Tommy Little. Little do they know that Nick's standing next to us, but they don't say Nick.
No, they know, but they just lose their mind when Tommy's an option. Who wouldn't?
No, I mean, for being a stud in the comedy world is not the same as, say, on the footy field. It basically just means I've got my driver's license.
Yeah.
Me too, mate. Only 1 month left of the peas. Look out. I'll be real cashable from the middle of May.
Us footy players have got drivers, mate.
Yeah, I mean, that was my joke as well. But I get it. I get it. Good. It's good that we're doubling down on it.
Tommy,
so it really hammers that message home.
Are you at the stage, honestly, and you're too humble to even admit to this, but so at the end of a gig, you've got the back door or wherever where you try, there would be girls hanging around. How do you get out of venues without having women throw themselves at you?
Fief, to be honest, that is not actually the problem. The problem is I have both my parents are from the country and I've got a big family, and I have family members that I haven't seen in years, and they hang out by the stage door. And
they also want to pash.
Yeah. And so I have to wait in the venue for hours to not have to talk to cousins who I can't remember their names.
Brilliant.
Tommy, I saw you the other night, Tommy, Comedy Theatre, absolutely killer show. You're filming it for a special, and at one point you made, I think, the rookie error of asking any questions, and it was just 2,000 women go, Tommy, will you go out with me? It was, you should be like Oprah. You get a kiss. You get a kiss. You get a kiss.
That's what we're doing tonight, isn't it?
On the Fox Famous rooftop.
I did want to let you guys know as well. Obviously, tonight I'm so excited to be there. I'm coming on just before Nick, so one of the worst things that a comedian can do is get sticky feet before the main act.
Oh, yeah, we've heard about sticky feet.
I've got some thoughts tonight, guys. So I'm going to do probably a couple of hours before you come on, Nick. So
if
a lot of the crowd has left by the time you get on stage, I'm sorry, mate, but I've just got to get them off my chest.
Mate, just keep it to about 5 minutes. If me and Fee are still there, we will look forward to it.
And I've been told because I usually have obviously fireworks to start my show and finish my show. I've been told that someone from Wangaratta is going to be at the front pulling a party popper for when I walk on.
All of us. We'll all release a party popper. Right. Somebody's got a dove, but we're not saying who. True surprise.
You'll love this, Tommy, because Fev and I are actually, we're hosting it, but Fev didn't realise that and he'd booked dinner at 7. So we've got to just try and keep him there so he doesn't leave to go and have dinner.
Oh, Fev, is that, are you for real?
Yeah.
Well, Tommy, I thought it started at 5. So I've booked dinner at 6:30 at Nobu and I didn't realise it started at 6. So be quick.
See, at Nova, again, this is the difference between footy players and comedians, because I managed to secure an 8:30 sitting at Hungry Jack's. But...
Well, Tommy, we can't wait to see you tonight. That's a Fox Comedy Fest. It's happening. World-famous rooftop.
Yeah, and it's supported by Moondog's Fizzer Seltzer. We're going to have a few of those tonight, aren't we, boys?
Moondog's should have been last, Tommy.
New Fizzer alcohol seltzer made right here for Aussie Taste Buds. Fizzer, Aussie for seltzer, over 18s only. Drink responsibly. You'll have a couple, Tommy.
I will have whatever the responsible amount is through a funnel and a shoe.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Two police officers in the UK, mind you, they've been given a bit of a public dressing down because they indulged in a guilty pleasure.
Is that the bill?
That is the bill, because we're talking about UK police officers.
I love that show.
I loved it too.
So good. I love love crime.
Same. British crime's awesome. I'm sorry, not like British crime shows are awesome.
Yeah, shows. Yeah. Not
British crime,
crime
itself, not awesome.
Yeah, not awesome.
No crime's awesome.
It's good to watch.
Anyway, these two police officers have been forced to apologise because they were caught kissing in a patrol car.
Oh, God.
They were members of the, mind you, they were kissing for about 20 minutes. So they gave members of the public ample time to get some video footage of this. They're in a Tesco car park and they've pulled in. They've apparently kissed in the car for a while, but then the female officer got out. She walked around to the driver's window and kept going through the window, though.
Oh, yeah.
She's like leaning in.
Look,
they've obviously
still got the baton strapped to her.
New love blooming. They're just enjoying it, but they're working.
Can I have a look?
Yeah, there you go. Fev just wants to look closely at the photo. It's a tough one. When you find love at work, that's why often work relationships end up secretive.
Doesn't it? Yeah, and
well,
it's like,
that always happens.
How dare those cops judge how I'm acting? You're making out in public. And you're telling me what a crime is. No, that's a crime. Disgusting.
Well, they were outed, and I don't think it was an affair or anything. But the thing, you've got to keep them under wraps now, because there are workplaces where they
sex
say...
Sex ban, bonking ban.
Yeah, you're right, absolutely. No workplace relationships. PDAs are probably a thing of the past in workplaces. We had...
PDA?
PDA, public display of affection.
Sorry, PDAs. Miss Woke.
No!
Just cutting it down.
It's not woke. It's an acronym.
Whatever, mate. An acronym. Sorry, it's an acronym. Didn't know that.
Public displays of
WTF.
Affection.
There you go. Another one.
We had a couple who worked here a few years ago, Nick. And that was,
he was our boss.
Yeah, our boss. And he's now wife. Yeah. And they were very public displays of affection.
On-air talent. On-air talent. Getting it on.
But 131060, we would, I'd love to, you know what, firstly, we would love to hear if you are in a workplace relationship, but you're having to keep it secret.
Yeah, affair?
Because, no, well, if we must.
That'd be juicy.
We've got voice disguises, because we'd love to hear how you make it work. How do you hide it from other people in the workplace?
Surely it's not, you can't hide that for long.
Yeah,
I think
can.
That really...
Oh, I'd love to Mate, hear.
Easy.
I'd love to
You'd
hear if
good
people have hidden them for a long
100%.
Time.
Right. People, you just wouldn't... Like, if I dated someone at work, I just wouldn't talk to them. I wouldn't show them anything.
You're right, but then maybe that would be really obvious because you're so nice to everybody.
Yeah, and but I'd give them a little bit, but not to the extent where people go, whoa, hang on, they're getting it on.
Yeah.
They wouldn't, this would be great game to play.
131060... Also, have you had one at work? And maybe even with PDAs, public displays of affection, was it too much? Have you confronted people in the workplace and gone, it's fine that you're in a relationship. Can we not have the holding hands and cuddling on the couch in the staff room?
None of us have been with anyone from our workplace ever, I don't
think.
Anyone out there in our production team? Leon?
He's having to think.
Not at this workplace.
No, but like another work, you've got it on with someone in a workplace.
I did.
Yeah, when I worked at JJ's.
I mean, I'll be honest, I was dating somebody in sales here a few years ago.
Really? This is exciting.
No, no, but I remember we weren't telling anybody because you want to make sure. Yeah. And this was before we had our own.
Yeah.
I think we're not allowed to have relationships in the workplace anymore. Is that right, Leon?
I better tell Daniel and Josh.
Oh, good point. Yes, yeah, very good point. We've got some Daniel wonderful relationships in our
workplace. Dave and Will.
Dave and Will, yeah, but Daniel and Josh are together.
Are you joking?
Daniel, are the you? Little...
Yes!
And Josh?
Yes!
What? I thought Josh was another dude.
Oh, no.
How long have they been together for?
They're a wonderful, beautiful couple.
Ages? I know, Brennan.
Forever.
Brennan, Charlotte are together.
Yeah. You're
they,
right,
they
actually.
Work across from each other.
I know how to keep your relationship under wraps in the workplace, and that is don't tell Leon.
Anyway, so I was dating this sales rep.
Yeah.
And I remember we were not wanting to tell anyone because just see how it goes. But we went on our ski trip and we went on the ski trip. No, God. We still kept it under wraps on the ski trip. But then it was the time to drive home and I wanted to drive home with him. But everyone was like, why is Fee? Why are those two driving home together? That was how everyone found out.
Did you stop anywhere?
I think in Mansfield to get a pie at the bakery probably. But
is that where you saw Shepherd?
No, that was a few years later.
Just another story for another day.
Lots of ski stories, Nick. And we've got our ski trip coming up later this year, so there'll be more. But 13 10 60 workplace relationships. Are you in one? Is it secret?
Casey's baby daddy is worked at the...
He did.
He worked here.
Yeah, I SCA. Can't believe I even asked, do we have one of those clauses? Yeah, no. Everyone's in a relationship here. Brittany from Sunbury. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Brittany, are you in a relationship with someone at work?
I was. We're still together, but he's changed jobs since.
Phew. Okay. How did it go when it started? And did you keep it a secret?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mostly I was family friends with the boss and he's like almost like a sort of father to me. We were that close, that sort of family. Mm. And my husband, now husband, is 15 years older than me.
Okay.
So when we first started kind of dating in secret at work, we were too scared to tell him because we thought it'd get back to my parents, who would be absolutely shocked at the age difference.
Sugar daddy.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how did it go when it finally got out?
The boss took it totally fine. So it was okay at work, but it was probably a few months there. We didn't tell anybody. My family, on the other hand, it took a long time for them to come around. But, I mean, we're married with a kid now, so.
Oh.
Well done. You stuck with it. But good, smart, Brittany. You played it smart. Don't show anybody until you know you're going to stick in there because there's no point.
She stuck with it.
I love that. Congratulations.
Yeah, work. I don't know how work felt about the little sneaking around where, you know, I'd go out into the warehouse and be like, oh, we just need to do a stock check just to go and say hello to each other.
That's the best bit, Brittany, isn't it? That's the best. Sorry, I got too excited there. Chloe in Sandringham. Hi, Chloe.
Good morning, Fifi. Morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
We're great, Chloe. Are you in a secret work relationship?
I was with my now husband. He was my manager, and we started seeing each other for about 6 months before anyone knew.
How
and
did you do it?
I codenamed him Lisa. So whenever I took any calls with girlfriends in the office and they asked where I was, I'd say I stayed at Lisa's or I went out for dinner with Lisa so that no one in the office knew.
Ah.
And eventually we actually got busted by our boss at Gold Class. He was throwing popcorn over to us.
No. Nothing like a popcorn throw.
And was he okay, Chloe? Was there any, did it ruffle any feathers?
It sure did. I ended up leaving.
Oh,
you left the job.
Yeah, I did, but bigger and better things.
Yeah, great. But out of interest, why was it not well received?
Oh, I think just because he was the manager of
Do you reckon Brittany's kid calls her dad granddad?
It's 15 years. He's like an older brother. It's not even that bad. P.S. Brittany was the caller before Chloe. Yeah. Fev's hung on to that joke for 3 minutes.
I didn't even hear what Chloe said.
Mary J. Blige,
the
Fox.
So I didn't stuff it up.
101.9 The Fox.
There is a supermoon on its way, guys. April 27th. What's the date today? Actually, what?
It'll be Tuesday because Anzac Day is 25th and that's Sunday.
Okay, so on April 27th, next Tuesday, the full moon will be known as the pink supermoon.
Oh.
It won't actually glow pink. That's disappointing.
Wow. It's called a pink moon.
Yeah, it's, you don't,
that's
it's like when you like pink Himalayan salt. I want it to be pink.
Me too.
Is that like when the developers of that building here in the CBD said it's really big in gold? It's going to be a gold building.
Yeah.
And then it got a lot of foreign investors, people going, that's lucky. Gold's lucky. And then they built it and went, that's not gold. Need the cash back.
I don't remember this. Which building?
I forget. It's one that looks big and you go, that doesn't look quite gold. It's that one.
Well, these supermoons are quite rare. They happen. Oh, well, hang on. I read that it was quite rare. And it says it happens every 12 to 14 months. I'll tell you what's rare. Halley's Comet. That's every 76 years.
Yeah. Do you want to see a full moon now?
Oh, no, I don't. Please keep your pants on. The only thing is, apparently the supermoon will affect, for people who believe astrology and the zodiac.
So do you think that's not rare every 12 to 14 months?
No.
Oh, I hope my dentist hears that, because I will only floss once a year. I've got shaky hands. It takes ages, all right?
You know what full moon means? It's on for the male and female, or male and male, whoever
does
your partner is.
Well,
mate.
It's on whether there is a full moon or not, surely.
Yeah, but full moon makes it more better.
I know it makes dogs bark. It really does. There's something about dogs go crazy.
I know, Vice. If that's tonight, 27th, next Tuesday, I'll go to Snooksy full moon. She'll go, oh, God. She knows.
So really it's about the men.
Maybe.
Okay. Now, I want to see how it will affect you, though.
Yeah.
Let's talk whether or not you believe in the horoscope. It will affect the supermoon star will mean different things to different people and their astrology. Well, let's see. Okay. We'll start.
Well, you're the same as Alex. You're in the same year. I mean,
it's in my star sign.
Yeah. So you're it.
It's in your star sign.
Yeah. Taurus. Because my birthday is, when's that? Next Friday.
Yes.
April 30.
Okay. Shall we do it? We start with you, Nick.
Yeah.
This is how the pink supermoon will affect you, Taurians.
Ooh.
You may have concerns about money.
Yep.
And joint assets.
Yep.
Perhaps intimacy is on your mind also.
Mm-hmm.
An intense emotional life is likely, so don't overreact to a situation. Stay at zero. Don't jump to 100.
That's you.
The only two gears.
Wow. Yep.
Transformation is at hand.
I am blowing out.
You may grow.
I gave up on those
when
my
you
muscle
reach 30.
Your partner's income could change. About to have a baby in about how many weeks? Or you may seek a loan. That's interesting.
Oh yeah, well we're looking for a house.
Shared resources and intimacy are highlighted now.
Yeah.
That's true. You're about to have a baby.
Yeah.
Shared. Everything's shared.
Wow.
Okay, there you go.
And you have a massive
I've nailed
head.
That.
And that's true. Like
what's that? And you have a massive head.
That doesn't say that. Now, Capricornian, Fev, where are you? Capricorn, here we go. You ready, Lush?
Yes, give it to me. Moira, what was that chick that used to read the signs on Channel 7?
No, Moira did. No, it was Channel 9, Channel 10, GMA, yeah. Bert
She put
Newton.
That voice on. She went,
What was her name? I reckon she still does it.
Does she?
With the blonde hair.
She's a scammy,
she does
man.
It for one of them.
Yeah.
Okay, Capricornian, Fev, you may feel more sensitive and intuitive than usual.
Ooh,
now
tick.
Is the time for quiet time.
Tick.
Not for the next 2.5 hours. And self-reflection.
Tick.
Never
Transformational
happened.
Changes from deep down within emerge. So it's a great time to watch your dreams and write your feelings down. Have you ever written a diary? It's a good time to start.
Yeah, I always say, dear Fev.
Your deepest belief systems may change.
What was that?
Your deepest belief systems may change as you realise there's another layer to what you previously thought.
How many layers can I have?
Change is good for you now.
Yeah, I thought that.
Here we go.
Changing jobs?
No, it doesn't say changing jobs, changing belief systems, unless you believe you should work somewhere else.
I believe I'd be better valued somewhere else. That's ticking all the boxes.
Is
what's
it really?
What's yours?
I'm getting emotionally upset when I walk into this place.
This is my issue with Pisces. I'm a Piscean.
Do you want us to read yours?
You don't read your own.
I haven't read it yet, but we're always the last. And I look down, there's about one line for the Piscean down the bottom. Yeah. They get lazy by the time they get to us. Yes, what have we got?
You've nailed it. Good job. That sounds weird, doesn't it? No, it's not that. There may be concerns about your career or your public reputation.
Gee,
dancing.
What could I do?
Whatever you do is likely to become more public. Whatever you do is likely to become more public, so the world will notice you whether you want it to or not.
Oh, that's foreboding. That's not a nice one.
It's more the
that's
Daily like, Mail just chasing you at the shops.
Somebody's going to take a photo of me I'm not going to like.
Some transformation in your career is likely.
Oh, dear.
You may consider new work which is more self-fulfulfilling.
Ooh. Told you.
Ecosa are giving you that winning feeling with a chance to win a queen bedroom makeover worth $4,000. Head to ecosa.com.au to find out more. Ecosa, sleep but better. 101, this is the fun.